Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of Taliban militants assaulted an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early today, killing at least 17 and wounding many more. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis have died in the decades-long Taliban insurgency. Croatian leaders have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Dimitris Avramopoulos is European Commissioner for Migration, Home Affairs and Citizenship.
And the situation, maybe, is going to be worse in the months to come, given the weather conditions. But we are determined in Europe to move ahead.
European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe and in military custody and will be released soon. He told the VOA that the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says his country almost cannot join the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State militants in Syria because it is illegal. He said the U.S. and its allies should not reject cooperation with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad because his forces are the most capable to fight terrorism. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Obama administration can begin implementing the International Nuclear Accord with Iran following Thursday's expiration of a 60-day legislative review period. The Republican-led Congress failed to block the pact despite fierce majority opposition in both chambers. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Republicans mounted a last-gasp effort to register their disapproval of the accord, pushing a measure that would have prevented U.S. sanctions relief until Iran recognizes Israel and releases detained Americans. Democrats banded together to block the measure. Thus, despite weeks of thunderous and contentious debate, Congress is officially silent on the deal, freeing President Obama to begin implementation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Two international organizations have criticized Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko for signing a decree that banned 41 international journalists and bloggers from entry into Ukraine for 1 year. Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and the Committee to Protect Journalists condemn the decree. It places sanctions on 388 companies and individuals deemed to represent what was referred to as an actual or potential threat to national interests, national security, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Also in the news, U.S. central bank officials have decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate where they've been for almost a decade. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen says officials want more improvements in the labor market and need to see inflation rise to the 2% annual rate they think is best for the economy. She projected the growth rate for the U.S.
The median growth projection is 2.1% for this year and rises to 2.3% in 2016.
Janet Yellen spoke at the end of 2 days of debate among top Fed officials about where to set those rates. Many officials say the Federal Reserve may raise interest rates a bit later this year. Central bank changes interest rates in an effort to steer the economy towards stable prices and full employment. The U.S. Weather Agency says across the globe, the heat is unrelenting, setting new temperature highs by the month that are unparalleled in 136 years of record-keeping. Last month was the hottest August on record, nearly a degree Celsius higher than the 20th century average of 15.6 degrees Celsius.
That's the latest world news from VOA.